With the national basketball tournaments about to start, a lot of people are joining the office pool. Others take it further. Roughly 332,000 people in Wisconsin have a gambling problem. Many of them are senior citizens. Rose Gruber is the executive director of the Wisconsin Council on Problem Gambling. She says what starts as a social activity can morph into a problem that family members can find hard to confront.
There's a sense of entitlement there. I've worked all my life. Who are you to tell me that I can't gamble or do what I want with my money? They're also a very hard population to get into treatment.
Some people develop a problem later in life, and Gruber says it may be connected to certain medications.
Several years ago, I talked to someone that was on one of those medications and started gambling a lot, and the negative part of it was she said she told her doctor, and he said, oh, you can't be addicted unless you're going all night and you're not sleeping, and he had a couple other things that really aren't true. So people do need to be aware that that can cause some problems.
This week's conference has several sessions on older people and gambling and the best ways to get them into treatment. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.